Good morning. This is Akashvani and I am Abhishek Mukhopadhyay with the World News. The headlines. Army Chief General Dhiraj Seth to interact with his Nepalese counterpart in Kathmandu today. Death toll in ferry tragedy rises to 84 in Zimbabwe. US President Donald Trump asks Pentagon to cut down upcoming joint military drills with South Korea. Indian men's team to take on England in his second Pool D match of the FIH Hockey World Cup at Amstel Veen in the Netherlands today. And BWF Badminton World Championships to begin today in New Delhi. Army Chief General Dhiraj Seth will interact with his Nepalese counterpart in Kathmandu today. General Seth will be briefed by the Director General Military Operations, Nepali Army on issues of mutual interest. We have more from a correspondent.
General Seth will also lay a wreath at the Army Pavilion, Tundikhel, and receive a guard of honour at the Nepali Army headquarters. Thereafter, General Seth will attend the investiture ceremony at Rashtrapati Bhavan, where he will be conferred the honorary rank of General of the Nepali Army by President of Nepal, Ram Chandra Paudel. General Seth embarked on an official visit to Nepal yesterday. The three-day visit aims to further strengthen the close defence cooperation and military-to-military ties between India and Nepal. Tomorrow, the Indian Army Chief will address the student officers of the Army Command and Staff Course at Shivpuri and interact with instructors and foreign student officers. He will also interact with senior dignitaries of Nepal on issues of mutual interest. On Wednesday, General Dhiraj Seth will attend an ex-serviceman rally at Pokhara, felicitate Veer Naris and gallantry awardees, and interact with Indian Army veterans. He will return to India on Wednesday. The Defence Ministry said India and Nepal are two nations with shared historical, social and cultural linkages which remain unparalleled in the world. Terms fondly referred to as the Roti Beti Ka Rishta, the Janakpur Ayodhya and the Lumbini Bodh Gaya Connect make the nation's natural partners with symbiotic relations. The partnership between India and Nepal is defined by the democratic principles and shared interest in ensuring regional peace and stability. The ministry said the visit underscores the deep-rooted historical, cultural and military ties between India and Nepal and will provide an opportunity to explore new avenues of cooperation between the two armies. V.C. Pramod for World News.
More than 200 students from Indian schools in Muscat visited Indian naval ships INS Imphal, the indigenously built Indian warship at the Sultan Qaboos port in the Omani state capital. Indian Navy said that the country's maritime presence was reflected with Indian naval ships at various ports overseas, including Muscat, Ponta Delgada and Djibouti on India's Independence Day. INS Imphal, a Vishakhapatnam-class destroyer, flew the tricolour in Oman during the port call at Muscat. India's ambassador to Oman, Prashant Pise, visited the warship and congratulated the crew on the occasion. The ship's crew also participated in the flag-hoisting ceremony organized at the embassy. In Zimbabwe, death toll has reached 84 in an overloaded ferry incident in which the ferry carrying 153 passengers capsized on Lake Kariba last week. The ferry capsized in strong waves on Tuesday. Police said the death toll has risen to 84 from 72 the previous day as more bodies were recovered. Zimbabwe's Disaster Management Agency has said 77 people were rescued. Estimates had put the number of passengers as high as 153 on a ferry authorized to carry 90 people, but the latest official figures now suggest the number of passengers could be even higher. Kariba is the world's largest human-made lake by volume, created by damming the mighty Zambezi River in the late 50s and early 60s. It stretches more than 200 kilometers and is up to 40 kilometers wide in places. U.S. President Donald Trump has instructed the Pentagon chief Pete Hegseth to majorly cut down upcoming joint military drills with South Korea, stating that the exercises are too expensive and send a hostile, inappropriate message to North Korea. In a social media post yesterday, Trump explained that it was too late to completely cancel the 11-day Ulchi Freedom Shield exercise, which begins today. Despite Trump's directive, South Korea's defense ministry confirmed that the regular summer drills will proceed as planned, with 18,000 South Korean troops participating. The training, which North Korea routinely denounces as a rehearsal for war, focuses heavily on modern security threats like fighting drones, stopping cyber attacks, and handling GPS disruption. This is Akashvani and you're listening to The World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. U.S. negotiator and President Donald Trump's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, held a rare meeting with Hamas chief yesterday in a new diplomatic effort to make progress in the stalled Gaza ceasefire. Kushner will meet with Israel's prime minister today. The talks aim to salvage the new 15-point U.S.-backed roadmap for Hamas to disarm in Gaza and Israel to withdraw from the Palestinian territory shattered by war. A meeting between Kushner, fellow envoy Steve Witkoff, and Hamas leaders in Egypt last year helped clinch the ceasefire whose progress until now had been stalled over the key issue of Hamas's disarmament. Israel claimed that its forces killed a senior commander of Iran-backed armed group Hezbollah in southern Lebanon. In a statement, Israel Defense Forces IDF said Abu Hassan Allah was killed in the strike on Deir al-Zarani. It described the attack as a response to an earlier Hezbollah drone strike targeting Israeli troops in southern Lebanon that injured three soldiers. Lebanon's state news agency reported that four people were killed and five injured in the strike. Firefighters in Belgium are battling a massive wildfire in the High Fens, the country's largest nature reserve, which has burned more than 27 square kilometers. Authorities said around 600 residents have been evacuated from Worms and Buitenzorg and Leys province as shifting winds spread smoke across the area. Authorities said more than 250 emergency personnel, including Belgian and German firefighters, police, military and civil protection teams have been deployed with helicopters, also assisting the operation. It added no homes had been affected till now, but authorities urged people to stay away from the fire zone. The fire follows weeks of unusually hot and dry weather. The high fans mix of heathland and peat bogs has complicated efforts to contain the flames. The BWF Badminton and World Championships will begin today at the Indira Gandhi Indoor Stadium in New Delhi. We have a report.
Indian shuttlers will begin their campaign on the opening day today. In the women's singles, former world champion and ninth seed PV Sindhu will be up against Sophia Noble of Ireland, while the women's doubles duo of Teresa Jolly and Gayatri Gopichand will face Paula Lopez and Lucia Rodriguez of Spain in the first round. In the evening, Indian debutant Ayush Shetty will face world number one and defending champion Shi Yuqi of China in the men's singles category. In the men's doubles discipline, the ace Indian duo and fifth seeds Satvik Sairaj Ranki Reddy and Chirag Shetty have already proceeded to the second round after receiving a bye. Meanwhile, the Indian duo of M.R. Arjun and Hariharan Amsakarunan will take on the Irish duo of Scott Gildy and Paul Reynolds. In the mixed doubles category, 15th seed pair of Dhruv Kapila and Tanisha Krasto have also proceeded to the round of 32 after a bye. Ashish Abraham, Akashwani News, Delhi.
In the FIH Hockey World Cup, Indian men's team will take on England in its second Pool D match at the Wegener Hockey Stadium in Amstelveen in Netherlands today. India began its campaign with a 3-1 win over Wales, while England also made a strong start by defeating Pakistan 4-1. With both teams looking for another victory, today's clash could play a key role in deciding which side finishes on top of Pool D. India's victory over Wales was built around its penalty corner strength, with all the three goals coming from set pieces. Captain Harmanpreet Singh scored twice after Sanjay opened the scoring, giving India three valuable points. A win for either side would strengthen its position in Pool D. The top two teams from each of the four pools will advance to the next stage and remain in contention for the semi-finals, while the bottom two teams will move into classification matches. In football, Sporting Club Delhi defeated Debutants Football Club Rangdai 5-1 in the first quarter-final of the 135th Indian Oil Durand Cup at the Birsa Munda Football Stadium in Ranchi yesterday. The victory sends Sporting Club Delhi into the semi-finals, while Football Club Rangdai's impressive debut campaign comes to an end at the quarter-final stage. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Army Chief General Dhiraj Seth to interact with his Nepalese counterpart in Kathmandu today. Death toll in ferry tragedy rises to 84 in Zimbabwe. U.S. President Donald Trump asked Pentagon to cut down upcoming joint military drills with South Korea. Indian men's team to take on England in the second Pool D match of the FIH Hockey World Cup at Amstelveen in the Netherlands today. And BWF Badminton World Championships to begin today in New Delhi. And that is the end of this World News Bulletin.